It's flashing press record.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, eh?
Aye.
So, this is 10 Mile Burial, and they're from down in Boston, and they kick butt, and this song is minor chord. Well, it will be. Here we go. Here comes minor chord. Fun. That guy's got the most excellently evil voice.
Wait, what does your evil voice sound like then?
My evil voice sounds like this.
Actually, that's convincing. You could do voiceovers for horror flicks.
Guy, what about your horror voice?
No, we can't do that.
Yoda? No Yoda?
Oh, man, come on.
Don't put Guy on the spot. If he doesn't want to do Yoda, if he doesn't want to try to do Yoda.
I don't even know if I could.
See, I just
I've
gave
heard
you a perfect.
You do before.
I just gave you a perfect opening too.
Yeah, you did. What's wrong with you?
As in, do or do not. There is no try. Set you up, and you just let it fall.
What's the voice that you do, Dad? It's like there was always a voice that I begged you to do whenever we left on planes.
Yeah, I'm not even gonna say it.
Why? Was it Pee Wee Herman?
I'm not even saying.
The only voice that I think I could pull some off right now that I could do, I'm sure I can't. I can't get away with it. Everything I do is X-rated or wrong.
All right, song.
Get me going off screaming like Sam Kinison, people's car speakers and their home speakers gonna blow up and stuff like that. And
but Yoda is kid friendly.
Yes.
Luke, you must get in touch with your inner evil. Don't listen to that music. Jeez.
See, you had the voice okay, but you had the phrasing wrong. You have to reverse everything.
Oh, yeah, I forgot everything. Oh, you're so
yeah.
Jeez, guy, you're so
what
stupid.
What kind of Star Wars nerd are you? That's it. We're going to watch Star Wars tonight. We're gonna force feed you 6 hours of Star Wars.
6 hours? So that's like the first movie?
Angry he is not. Okay.
Okay. So, music. I like music. You like music?
I like music with a low of something.
Yes?
Yeah.
Do you like there to be some high notes in there too?
Yeah.
Push the button.
Yeah. Well, hey, Thursday night. In Dover at Mojitos.
Mojitos?
I started the whole sentence wrong because I'm butchering the English language, or I'm trying to do this in a Yoda kind of way. I don't know. Anyways, Our Past is a band that rocks, and they've been on the show, and yeah, guy. They've been on the show, and they're great guys, and they're going to be playing in Dover at Mojitos on Thursday.
Mojitos.
And should be a really good show. I've seen them before at the Asylum up in Portland, and they were awesome. So anyway, this is the title track from their disc, A Vacant Smile. In case you're curious, Kaylee, that means that the song is also called A Vacant Smile.
I don't have the playlist, so.
I know. I'm just telling you so you know.
Thanks, Daddy.
Sure. All right. A Vacant Smile by Our Past. We'll be right back. All right, that one was, as we said a moment ago, wait a minute, where is that buzz coming from?
I don't know.
Oh, I, you know what? I do this every time. It's part of the song. Every time I do that, where's that sound coming from? It's coming from the disc. Anyways, Hour Past, as the title track from their album, from their disc. Wow.
A Vacant Smile. Album,
A Vacant Smile. And we're gonna do two more of theirs. This next one, I haven't told Guy what it was. Cause, well, what was it you said about... This is the first time Guy's heard Hour Past, and what was it you said about the vocalist?
Oh, okay, wait a minute. Now, before I say that...
No, it's okay. If you don't say it, I will. No, it's okay, I mean, either way.
Well, here's what I said, and this is totally...
It leads right into what I'm about to
really
play.
A really cool way... It's like, it's funny, a lot of bands have been doing this thing lately where you remake an old song. Well, they didn't do that at all. That was totally original, and I thought that was absolutely excellent. But it sounded to me like almost like the vibe of the music in a way, and the voice, you know, and don't take this wrong, guys, if you're listening, of the guys from Tears for Fears with like a ton more attitude, way more control, way more conviction, and just so much more emotion. That was just... That was awesome all
okay.
around.
Now, with what you just said, check out this one and we'll talk after it's over.
And you know it, baby. Tell me your troubles and doubts, giving me everything inside and out. And love's strange, surreal in the dark. Think of the tender things that we were working on. Slow change may pull us apart. When the light gets into your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me. When you stand above me, look my way, never love me. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down, down, down. Will you recognize me? Call my name or walk on by. Rain keeps falling, rain keeps falling down, 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 down. Says vanity and security. Alright, don't you forget about me. I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby. Going to take you apart. I'll put us back together at heart, baby. Don't you forget about me. Yeah.
Way to cough as soon as I turn the mic up.
You should have warned me.
Not
my fault, I'm sick.
So right after you said, well, it's not a remake. A lot of bands are doing remakes of old 80s songs. And yeah, that one, you know, not who was it you were saying, Tears for Fears?
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, not them. That was the original was done by Simple Minds.
Was that Simple Minds?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I wasn't listening to that, you know, that style of music then.
I wasn't either. It was hard to
that was
to
one of the kids
it,
that were
though.
In the art room. I was.
Yeah.
I was more hanging out, like, anywhere I could get outside of the building.
See, I was outside playing hacky sack and listening to Iron Maiden.
That's where I would be if I had a life, but I don't. I sit in the science wing all day.
I was outside getting caught smoking cigarettes. So, never mind.
But, yeah, that was Hour Past. We're going to do one more of them of theirs in a second, but they're going to be playing in Dover at Mojitos on Thursday.
I just got an idea, you know? I put a challenge to, like, all the bands out there to see who can take the most, I don't know, lame, miserable...
80s waiver band.
Yeah, like,
waiver song.
Totally, and like the type of thing everybody
Pet
looks
Shop
back,
Boys.
Yeah, if anybody can like think that, what is it? Come on, Eileen song and make it rock. I don't know, like just take the most.
We should have a contest.
Wussy, wimpy, tenya, and then like I wonder if anybody out there, some band can actually make something everybody listens to now and goes, that is so, you know.
No,
I'd like to hear Mongrel do it. Take something and just punk it out like that.
No, we should have a contest doing that, and then the winner gets a whole show dedicated to them.
That'd be cool. We'll have to discuss this more. That's awesome.
Or a free CD.
Amazing ways to totally waste bands' time.
Now observe me as I demonstrate my literacy here, because I'm going to read.
And he's going to mess it up.
I probably will.
It's okay, breathe.
Can I breathe out? Can I breathe out?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you, guy. All right. Stop it. Stop it. Stupid kid.
Stupid dad. Stupid kid. Read your announcement. Daddy?
Kick off the holiday season this Saturday, December 2nd, partying with WSEA and dancing to Truffle. WSEA is hosting... a fundraiser dance with Truffle at the VFW Hall on Deer Street in Portsmouth. Truffle has shared the stage with Little Feet, Fish, and the Dave Matthews Band. Their music is a mix of swampy soul, rhythm and blues, bluegrass, New Orleans grooves, and world music. Doors open at 8 p.m. Admission is $10, 2 for 15, or free with a new or renewal WSCA membership. There will be door prizes and pizza available from Geppetto's. This is a non-smoking 21-plus event with on-site parking and a great dance floor. Hey, we are a community radio station. We need to throw these things out because it's a fundraiser for us.
I wasn't laughing at you.
Oh, you're laughing at Guy.
Yeah.
I don't even want to know what he was doing. All right.
Stop holding my breath.
So... we're going to do one more from Hour Past. This one is the last two songs were among their mellower ones. This is one of their rockers. This is Sinister.
Here we go. important. So let me say it. Make it clear. You're not telling no one, dear. Cause if you do, they won't believe. So shut your mouth.
Yeah, Sinister by Hour Past, and they're going to be in Dover at Mojitos on Thursday. Thank you, Kaylee. Oh, that goes out in the recycling.
Fine.
Yeah.
Tell me what I just said off the air wasn't actually on the air.
No.
It wasn't on the air.
Oh,
I'm not sure what it is you said.
But now people want to know.
Hey, well.
It had to do with breath mints, never mind.
Okay. I didn't even hear it.
Wintergreen or spearmint?
You know, if you chew them in the dark. Never
Your
mind.
Your mouth explodes.
Your head explodes.
I don't know. You know what, everybody? I have no idea what they're talking about either.
Neither do we.
That's okay. Because it's our show.
We can say what we want.
Within certain parameters set forth by the FCC.
Yes.
Which although means those parameters, I can't say anything.
Although those parameters are so convoluted and messed up that basically we can just sit here in silence and then we might be safe.
Ah, see, that's what happens. The mic goes and he reads something or he starts talking about a band or whatever. Then you get him on some view and all of a sudden he gets really clear and focused.
Sorry.
We just got to give him things to just...
To talk about?
Rant,
we
will give complain you... about, and get mad about.
Oh, that'll I can be... rant with the best of them. It's
yeah,
just once
no.
I...
Let's not do that.
Let me tell... All right, we're going to play more music, because we're running low on time here. We got to get a few more songs in.
430-9722.
That's...
If you get the urge to call.
That's the phone number.
No, really, Dad. They just thought it was a series of random numbers series that I was spouting out.
8675309.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This is.
Please, no one remake that.
This is. Oh, you are not kidding. We don't need any Tommy Two Tone remakes. Please.
Well, now somebody's gonna do it.
For the love of all that is decent and good.
Like metal music.
Yes. All right. This is Kevin of 13 with Green.
Thank you.
That was Coven of 13 with green.
Blue?
No.
Purple?
No.
Nani Nani Boo Boo?
Yes.
What's next?
That's what Deborah calls it. Deborah is the, she's one of the guitarists of Coven of 13. She calls it the Nani Nani Boo Boo song.
Because that's the chorus.
Yes.
Something.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
What was it? You were going to like move on to close out? What was it?
Oh, well, we're going to move right along.
God doesn't want us to talk. Yep.
Okay. This is Angry Hill with Yet.
Yeah, because these guys are sand rocks.
Go ahead. Say it. We'll be right back. So does a talk box pretty much rattle the filling straight out of your head, guy?
No, not really. Except, well, anybody who doesn't know what it is, it's basically what you do is you take the signal that comes out of the back of a guitar amp that goes into the speaker cabinet it would usually go out into, and all that noise that would have gone to four 12-inch speakers in a big cabinet, get real loud, goes right into your head. Except it's not as loud as you'd think. It's a little different because it's a different type of speaker, but it is a little weird.
Yeah, and then you shape the sound with your mouth. Yeah. So you, on one note, you can get the kind of sound like.
Yeah, and if you're like me, you even practice with it, you can get all the fun words into.
I've heard you have whole conversations. All right, well, we've got time for one more song, and then we gots to go. So here's Windowpane with Take the Pain. Well, that's it for the underworld today. Kaylee, turn me back up.
I didn't mean to.
Stupid.
Sorry.
Stupid kid.
Sorry, Dad.
That's it for the underworld this week. Unfortunately, because I'm an idiot, I messed up half of our recording today. And, well, a little more than half. So, of this show, only the last 40-something minutes are going to actually be on the podcast. So, I apologize to people who wanted to hear more of that, and especially wanted everybody to be able to hear Stephen Doe. So we'll make sure that next week we play him some more, and we'll get him in here in the studio and do an interview with him.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I hope that guy's a cool dude, because he's a gifted player.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Very talented. So thanks for coming in today, guy. Appreciate it, man. We got to have you in here, you know, hanging with us more often. It had been a few months since you'd been into the show.
You know, I went to work. Shh,
I know. I know. I saw you there, man. All right. So Kaylee.
Hi.
You don't get to go to any of the groovy shows this week that I do.
Yeah, because you suck.
Cause
that's
I'm,
about it.
Because I'm 35 friggin' years old. You're and I can old. Go to the 21 plus shows. Hey.
You got your head scuffed.
I seem to have. All right, so anyways, I'm going to be checking out Ogre on Friday night at the Bourbon Room here in Portsmouth, and I'll be checking out Hour Past at Mojitos in Dover on Thursday. And you'll be checking out right now Democracy Now. So time is 5:02. You're listening to WSCALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM. Portsmouth Community Radio, and this is Democracy Now!
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
We said to the mayor, we understand the crime problem. We understand because many of our communities have the worst crime problem. But imagine, Mr. Mayor, living in a city where you have to live with the fear of the cops and the robbers. Some in the city worry about the robbers. We have to